What's good, everybody? We're back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. I'm joined by Casino T today. Say hello, Casino.
Hola, Ovito.
I see my dog lagging in real life.
And listen, Jay-Z as well.
You're tired? You're lagging in real life, bro. You're tired? That sounded low energy. It didn't have any aura with your intro.
Emotional man.
Your intro didn't have any aura, bro.
Man, like, most of Jay-Z songs.
I ain't gonna lie, Jay-Z songs, they got no aura, though. Them bitches is ass. You're not wrong. Well, they not ass, but they ain't got no aura. They not, like, energetic. So, you're not wrong.
Yeah, his features usually come through with the aura and then kill.
Yeah, because if somebody else beat things, you know, more energetic. So, you know, it makes sense. But Jay-Z, you know, he got, like, Song Cry and Heart of the City. And then he tried on, Time Forward. Fuck With Me, You Know I Got It. Them songs, but that was like it was worst album on some shit.
I hate that whole Time for it era. Yeah.
I don't pop Molly, I rock Time for it. Yeah.
Like, ooh, you rich. Gotcha. Ooh. We too broke to do the things that you do.
Nah, he wasn't too broke to be at them Diddy parties though. Freaky ass. Anyway, all right. NFL week 9 was just passed. That's just passed up. Yeah. So week 9. We had a lot of interesting games. We did indeed. The NFL trade deadline was this past Tuesday, was it? No, Monday, was it? Casino, was it Tuesday?
It was Tuesday,
right? Yeah, Tuesday, like, what, 5?
Yeah, because they had a couple last minute trades,
Yeah, okay, Or maybe like in 2 of the afternoon, I don't know. I know it was the same day as the election, though. Yeah, so it was Tuesday. We had trade deadline. We had some semi-interesting games on Sunday. They kind of was kind of whatever. They was kind of mid. I didn't really care for the games that much. I didn't really have one that really stood out to me, I would say, last week. We started off with the Texans and the Jets. The Jets won thanks to Aaron Rodgers' fourth quarter. Aaron Rodgers' fourth quarter heroics with the help of Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams. Aaron Rodgers and friends defeated the Texans by a score of 21-13. The Texans don't have any offense right now because everybody's hurt. Diggs out for the season, torn ACL and MCL, I think, or it's just ACL, one of them. I think it's just ACL.
For my fantasy team, so. The
right. Then Nico Collins is still out from his hamstring injury from scoring that 76-yard touchdown, which is still crazy that happened. I think they have some linemen that's hurt as well. The defense is kind of banged up because I think Will Anderson got hurt in that game, I believe. So yeah, it's just one of them times of the season for them. But I believe they get Nico back maybe this week. They supposed to get him back. I think they said he should be back. So we'll see. Going to Sunday games. Sunday games were a bunch of snoozers. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. We had the Cowgirls and the Falcons. Cowgirls got built to ass yet again by Kirko Change. He didn't take over the trap because they were in his trap and they got kicked out the trap. So that's what happened with that. Dak got hurt. He apparently injured his hamstring pretty badly, and he hurt his hand, I believe, as well. And I think today they reported that
Dak Prescott hamstring, though.
Huh? What is it?
I was just saying, shout out Dak Prescott hamstring.
That bit falling off the bone. No homo. But literally, they reported today that the hamstring like is apparently like off the bone. So he's originally was going to IR, but he's probably done for the season, I would think. I would, anyway, because the season's done for them anyway. Their season's done regardless of Dak coming back or not. Don't you agree, Casino?
Most definitely. It's like, just go ahead and wrap the season up, reconvene, try to make some moves in the offseason, just call it a day. Like, the only thing I don't like they doing is really putting Cooper Rush in, but, you know, that's an argument for another day.
I mean, who else their backup quarterbacks are, though? It's Cooper Rush and who else? Oh, it's Trey Lance. That's right. Forgot about that guy.
Like, just let Trey play.
Might as well at this point, to be honest, get him some reps because that's what he needs. He hasn't played much football. That's his problem. Like, collegiate and
like NFL. Everywhere he goes, he don't get a chance to play.
Right, exactly. Like he
college
just,
is the season got cut because of COVID, and then he gets to the league. Mm-hmm. He gets hurt, then the other dude take over. You trade him, he sits behind. A Pro Bowl quarterback. So it's like he ain't getting a chance to develop and play.
Correct.
Unless he go pull a Jordan Love and just not play for a few years and then go crazy.
Jordan Love played in college, though. That's the difference.
That's true.
Jordan Love actually played in college. He just wasn't talked about a lot, but he played in college, though.
Whatchamacallit played in high school.
Anyway, the Cowboys. Who we talking about, bro? Who? Human me.
Oh, I said LeBron played in high school.
Oh.
Right, what about LeBron?
I thought he was about to say LeBron played in high school. Something crazy. I don't know. I don't know why I thought LeBron reference was something coming up.
He did play football in high school, but I don't think that's going to save the Cowboys either. I don't know what to say to the Cowboys right now. Nothing, honestly. Nothing.
I know what to save him, but I can't say it on a podcast. I know what to save him, though. You know exactly what's going to save him. Every dog got to have his day, so living your purpose. But anyway... the Cowboys are 3-5, so they season cooked anyway. Let's just lose, dog. Just lose, start Trey Lance, and just let it go. Like, we'll talk about them in a moment. I don't feel like even going down that rabbit hole. Shout out Darnell Mooney, too, man. Shout out Darnell. We had the Dolphins and the Bills, which was a very competitive game. It came down to a 61-yard game winning field goal by the Bills. Yeah, it was just a back and forth game. Made that. Yeah, he did. He did his thing. Sorry. The Bills are the one of the surprises of the AFC. Not to me though. I one of my many predictions I made, to start the season that the Bills were gonna still be a competitive team. They just wasn't gonna really beat up on anybody. For real, like that outside of the division. But the schedule wasn't gonna be too tough for them, and they're 7-2. Number 2 seed in the AFC behind the Kansas City Chiefs. So, not to pat myself on the back, but some of us said the Jets were going to challenge and the Dolphins.
They're going to be better. We're going to see how the end of the year go.
Okay. So,
not about how you start the race, it's about how you finish it.
Okay. So we had that game Then we had the Raiders and the Bengals. Not much to talk about with the Bengals in this game. We're gonna get to a more relevant game in a few. We had the Chargers and the Browns. Nothing to talk about there. Jameis came back down to earth and played like dog shit. It was a lot of built to ass.
It's the peers of dog shit.
Yeah, it was a lot of built to ass because the Bengals won 41-24, then the Chargers 27-10. The Patriots and the Titans went to overtime. The Titans ended up winning 2017. Shout out to
Cardinals put a belt to ass.
We had the
Shout out to the boy Kyler Murray and James Conner.
We had the Commanders and the Giants. That game was whatever. The Commanders won 27-22. It really wasn't anything exciting happening in that game. Malik Nabers didn't even get a catch or a target until the second half. Like, it was just stupid. Like, the Giants were just weird. We had the funniest game of the week, which was the Panthers and the Saints. Which, RIP the Saints season, man.
Life-changing.
About to say.
Generational life-changing. That's the only thing I can say about that.
Bryce Young is a hero in New Orleans. Now, we'll get to that in a moment as well. We had the Broncos and the Ravens. Built to ass, 41-10 Ravens. We had the Jags and the Eagles. Eagles won 28-23. The game was not as close as their final score indicates. It was pretty much a wash. We had the Bears and the Cardinals. Cardinals put built to ass to the Bears, as Casino mentioned a few moments ago. 29-9. Caleb looked like complete dog shit. James Conner ran rampant. Rome had a good game, but again, it was a very piss poor effort from Caleb. And he just, Caleb has two bad games in a row. Now he's the worst pick ever. We had the Lions and the Packers. Lions put belt to ass on the Packers, 24-14. That final score is not an indication of how dominant that game was. It was pretty much a blowout. That was a late score that kind of saved some face and make it a 10-point loss, but it was really a wash. Like, the Lions, they could beat you in so many ways. The defense, the run game. Jared Goff hasn't probably thrown more than, 10 passes in the past 3 weeks. I don't know. They just win. They just win. I don't know.
So he didn't even throw the ball no more.
He don't. They just run. Like, Jared Goff, everybody asks now, like, what does Jared Goff actually do for that team? And yeah, I'm not even mad.
He manages.
Pretty much. I forgot about this game, actually. I forgot the game happened this week. That was the game. That was my game of the week. The Rams and the Seahawks. That was the best game of the Sunday slate, to be honest with you.
The Rams, sorry, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. The Rams won 26-20. JSN was Jackson Smith and Jigma. I can't even say his name like Jigba. He went crazy in the absence of DK Metcalf. Geno had a good game later. Well, it was early on, he was kind of wishy-washy, but he got it together and got right. I think Geno still leads the league in passing yards, too, which is funny because no one's talking about that. But I think he still leads the league in passing yards. So, yeah, that's interesting. Know. Yeah, I think he still leads in the passing yards. But, yeah, the Rams came back and won an OT thanks to DeMarcus Robinson. Funny that he was a savior. I never would have thought. Puka crashed out, went on a YN spree and swung on something, got ejected. So that happened. It was a good game, though. That was a very good game. It was very competitive.
My fantasy, almost.
Almost ruined. Well, I think, yeah. Well, no. He been ruined mine when he got hurt. So I don't even care anymore. I don't care about fantasy anymore. All my fantasy leagues are pretty much cooked in. I lose to Herculean efforts by people that shouldn't be going off when they go off. So it is what it is. We had the Colts and the Vikings. Snooze fest. Vikings built the ass to the Colts. 21-13. Nothing to talk about there. Jettleton had a good game. Jones had a good game. Donald had a good game. Joe Flacco was check down merchant. Yeah, whatever. I don't really care about the game. Then we had forgot about this one too. The fucking Bucks and the Chiefs. That was also a very good game. That was one of the better games. We had three OT games this past week. I just realized that. But the Bucks and the Chiefs game
what should they have done?
With the Bucks and the Chiefs?
Chiefs, you know, that's the whole big talk. Go for two, kick the field goal.
Yeah, so the final score was 30-24 Tampa. 30-24 Kansas City to remain undefeated. So the Chiefs are still 8-0. Mahomes pulled a Paul Pierce and apparently had a torn Achilles, but you know, he sold his soul to something and did a sacrifice and got his Achilles back instantly. Still crazy how that whole exaggerated, and they say he exaggerated injuries to make it seem more grand than what it is, but you know, you never know. Because it was
good. The documentary that's going to come out in like 10 years.
10 years, they go in the feed. It's dropping tomorrow. What you mean? As soon as Super Bowl ends, right. Dropping a week later. What you mean? They're gonna be an NFL Films classic. But they had
no way they're gonna defeat the whole year.
Now they're gonna lose soon. They might lose to the Bills in 2 weeks. They play the Bills in 2 weeks. That's gonna be the game. If they beat the Bills, if they get past that Bills game, which is in 2 weeks, let me make sure. I don't want to lie. I'm sure it's 2 weeks though. Yeah, if they get past that Bills game, then, hey, bro, I mean, they might. To be honest, they need to flex that game to the prime time. I don't want to see no damn Bengals and Chargers. Yeah, flex that game to prime time. Give us the Chiefs and the Bills for that game on November 17th. Give us that. Man, we need that.
They want another Harbaugh brother out there.
Yeah, we need to see that. Yeah, I need to see that one because that's going to be a good one. I don't need to see the Bengals and the Chargers. Bengals probably cooked after tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. Now, let's go ahead and wrap up this whole week of games real quick. Just talk about the few that we're going to discuss. Let's see where we go. All right, here we go. We had the Bucks and the Chiefs because you were so anxious to discuss this. So let's hop into this one. Should they have gone for two? Is the question. I think they should have. And the only reason why I say they should have is because the way the game was going at the end of it, it was like whoever touched the ball last was gonna win. That's who I was going. So I see both sides for it. Like, I don't feel like Ty Bowles should get beat up for going for two, especially after what we just saw a few moments ago. Because, you know, we're going to talk about that in a moment. But, you know, I feel like him not going for two wasn't the end-all, be-all. I feel like, okay, this is how, I'm already this way. This way what's how I'm going to put it. So, I feel like they should have gone for two based on the overtime rules currently constructed, where you get the ball, you score a touchdown, game over no matter what. Both teams don't get a chance to touch the ball unless it's the playoffs. If it's the playoffs, then both teams, if you score a touchdown, the other team has a chance to match it, and then it's sudden death. That's fair. Cool. But I feel like since the rules in the regular season is touchdown wins the game in OT, field goal gives you a chance to tie and then sudden death or score a touchdown to win. So I get it, but I feel as though if the Bucks would have won for two, they probably would have won. I think they could have won. They went for two. I think that's because Baker got really hot at the end of the game. Like he was in a great rhythm. He was cooking them at the end.
Man, shit, the defense just played better. They would have won. I can't put it all on Ty Bowles, man. The whole go for two.
No, I'm about to say, I'm not putting it on Bowles. It's just I'm saying like I know the media is trying to do their whole.
It's the other people that's.
Yeah, I was saying I know the media is trying to do their whole dynamic of putting it on Bowles and all that kind of stuff, but I mean. I get where they're coming from based on the rules. Like, if y'all going back and forth like that, then, hey, while you hot, just try to go for the inning right there. Like, cool, I got you. And they was at Kansas City. So, it makes sense. I got you. But, I mean, I don't knock them for not going for it. I can't say, like, that's a horrible decision. Because I'm pretty sure if the Bucks, like I said, I feel like whoever got the ball last was going to win that game anyway. So, if the Bucks would have won the toss in OT, they would have run out if they could have walked down the field and scored easily. Cause they was cooking. Cause Baker started cooking the Chiefs defense in that second, in that fourth quarter. Like the last like 5 minutes or so, he started going crazy. He started cooking them. He did. He got a nice little rhythm and had a beautiful drive to tie the game up. So I get both sides of it. Me personally, I would have went to overtime. I don't believe in going for two in that situation. I believe in going to overtime and giving your team a chance to win an OT if you win a coin toss, but it's like the coin toss, the overtime rules. People keep saying they need to change the overtime rules and regulation, but the game's already as long as is. So it's like if they would let both teams score in a regular season game, it'll go on forever. It really would. It'll go on forever. Like, I think it'll be way more. If they were to do that, it'll be way more ties than they have currently. Because nowadays, when they go into OT, the team will run the clock down to 6 minutes. Like 6 minutes, 5 minutes. They stall the drives out now. So it's like, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like the rules they have now are cool for the regular season. I feel like the touchdown, then sudden death, that should still only be for the playoffs. Just for the sake of like these professionals at the end of the day. And if you give them, if you only got a team in the quarter, there's no like if the quarter ends, it goes to another quarter like you know you do in the postseason. Once the 10 minutes are up, there's a tie. I feel like if they were to make both teams get the ball and had to match touchdowns, it'd be way more ties in the game. So that's just my take on it. But I know people have different opinions on it about you know both teams touch the ball. But you know, you can go with your thoughts, Casino, on the Chiefs and Bucks. Should they have gone for two?
I'm gonna say they did the right thing, kicked the field goal. Let's take it to overtime. As we just seen, and I've seen many times, you go for two, boom, game over right there if you don't get it. Right? Now, if you get it, that's great. But it's always about hindsight. Right? Or wrong?
You're correct.
It was like, oh, well, he should have went for two because he got Pat Mahomes on the other side, this and that. It's not like Pat Mahomes has been great on offense this year. Granted, they were cooking because fucking DeAndre Hopkins is like a godsend for him right now. But your defense not bad. Y'all could have possibly stopped them, held them to a field goal, whatever, and had another opportunity. Field goal just gave you a chance to fight a little bit longer and get yourself composed. Because if you just go ahead and go for two, you don't get a game over right there. Now people talking about, well, why you didn't just kick the field goal and go to overtime? It was like, I just hate that Ty Bowles was getting bashed by that by people and questioning, well, why didn't you go for two in that situation? Man, fuck you. and that 2-point conversion, kick the field goal and go to overtime and try to fight it up. Just make sure your defense can hunker down and hold somebody down. That's really it.
Yeah, because like I
said, don't blame Ty Bowles. Blame the defense. The defense gave the touchdown up. You know you can't allow them to get a touchdown, and y'all didn't play defense good enough. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, you know, as far as the choice to go for two and go to overtime, like, I ain't got a problem. Like I said, I don't have a problem with them not going for two. Like, fuck analytics. Analytics ain't did nothing but get people fired. That's all they did. So, it's like, if it would be a different conversation if they would have held them to a field goal, but it's just the way that game was going. I get the mindset because the way the game was going. But I'm not mad at them for doing this, though. Like, I would trust my defense. Like, okay, we have a solid defense. Y'all can, like you said, y'all can buckle down and y'all can hold them to at least a field goal, which they had a chance to. They had a chance to hold them to a field goal. And because that run play Kareem scored on was just, I don't know what they thought they were about to do. Like, it was obvious. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish in that set they was running in there. I was like, okay, we see they about to hand it off to Kareem. I don't, like I said, it's one of them hindsight is 2020. It's one of them situations. Like, yeah, you saying now, like, they should have went for two, but if they went for two, they probably would have still lost because, you know, it's a 2-point conversion. It's not easy to get a 2-point conversion. It's not an easy task.
Yeah, like everybody pretty much know back shoulder fade, quick slant, run up the middle, run to the
pick outside. Play. You got some pick plays.
Yeah.
You know.
Quick curl. It's not much tonight. You can do down there.
Yeah, look at the game tonight. They did a pick play. And take it, they got hold on it, but they did a pick play tonight.
Very and much so. It should have been fucking holding.
And face mask and other things. So, yeah.
Yeah, they missed the face mask. But they made up for the face mask later that drive.
No, they had one at the end of the game, too. Well, let's just talk about it. Let's talk about it. So, last week wasn't really that much exciting games anyway, so it's not like we jumped around too bad. Last week wasn't anything really exciting going on. So, we're recording a little different this week, y'all, because normally we record on Tuesdays. We give our predictions for every game. This week was a little crazier, though, due to work schedules and just life in general. So, we didn't get to record early this week. So, we're recording this literally on Thursday. You good, Casino?
Right after the big game.
You good?
I was just saying right after the big game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, statically, but I didn't know you was moving. I didn't know what was going on with it. That's why I was just asking. I looked you straight. Yeah, you just moved. That's all. Okay. We had the Bengals and the Ravens today on Thursday because we're recording this episode post-game, basically. Kind of like, you know, Uncle them do on Nightcap, but, you know, we just had to change stuff this week. So, it was the Bengals and the Ravens. The final score was 35-34. The Ravens won.
And it was a phenomenal game. Well, a phenomenal second half.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll say the whole game was phenomenal because the first half, Burrow and Chase was cooking that first half, dog. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, see, I didn't watch the first half. I didn't catch it really till the fourth quarter because, you know, I was working and then I'm like, okay, I done finished up now. Let me go ahead and catch this fourth quarter. And that's when I just seen Lamar go off. 21 points, fourth quarter. I'm like, oh, my God.
Man, Lamar was – man, the first half was just crazy because it was just like they couldn't – the Bengals was just – defense was just locking up the Ravens, like, bad. Like, they couldn't really do – anything they normally do. Like, they couldn't get Henry going. The run game was stalling. They couldn't get no run plays going. Lamar, receiver, he couldn't get to no receivers. Like, he wasn't getting sacked up, like, really heavily pressed on that, but, like, it's just the defense was just on point. Like, they were playing, like, lockdown coverage on them and everything. And it looked like the Bengals were going to run away with it. It did. It really like the Bengals going to run away with it because they scored late to end the second half, I think with 30 seconds left. They scored. And because I want to say the game, Herbert fumbled for sure. Herbert fumbled, which is funny.
Already?
They traded him. Yeah, he fumbled. Yeah, he fumbled. Yeah.
His
first play, actually, he fumbled. He didn't see the field again after that.
So, I mean, he hasn't played in a while, so
yeah, he'll get rested. You know, I respect it. So then the second half started. And Jamar got the 67-yard pass. Kyler from Burrow outran everybody, got to the end zone. And then that's when the Ravens came. Then they had a nice turnover from Chase Brown. Chase Brown fumbled. That gave them a chance to score because they gave them a short field. Henry scored a touchdown from like 1 yard out. That made the score 21-14. Then the fourth quarter came, which all the magic and fireworks was going on. We had Tylan Wallace, the savior of the Ravens, score an 84-yard touchdown pass for Lamar, one of the craziest, and I mean craziest, like sideline runs and catch and touchdowns I ever seen, like that from that far out. I like normally, you know, when it's like a touchdown, you know, like a touchdown usually from that far out, and a QB drop back to throw, it's like something like across the middle, like you got one deep safety. You beat the receiver, beat the secondary, beats the safety, and then it's a home run shot straight down. This one, it was like straight sideline, tiptoeing, tightrope. Literally, if he would have put his heel down, he would have been out, but he kept his heel up. That was insane. So, yeah, that was just a beautiful touchdown in general. Then Lamar came back at the 5 minute, about 6 minute mark around that time, and then Mark Andrews caught a touchdown, his favorite target. He ended up getting a touchdown from him. And then Burrow hit the one play on Lamar back with the 70-yard touchdown to Chase.
Crazy! I was like, "Oh my god, this is too much right now."
Lily Andrews scored. They get the 2-point conversion because Tucker missed the point, an extra point too, which is funny. He's been missing like crazy. He getting into that age now. And then the Mark Andrews touchdown. Then Burrow matched with the Chase touchdown. Then the Ravens and the marching down the field on a long drive that lasts about 4 minutes. Went the length of the field, basically 70 yards. Bateman caught a 5-yard touchdown. And then we had the last touchdown of the game, which happened in 38 seconds, with Jamar Chase again for his third touchdown of the game. Back of the end zone between two defenders. Like, to high point that ball like that. First of all, shout out to Burrow, because Burrow did his thing. Burrow is one of the most accurate passes in the league. I don't care what nobody say. Like, Burrow him. I don't care what nobody. Nobody says Burrow is him. I don't want to hear nothing about no Burrow slander saying that he hasn't been good since 2 years ago. I don't want to hear that.
Because that's cap.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. And Lamar is MVP. Lamar about to get back-to-back MVPs. Like,
man, Lamar made the game look so easy, bro. It's like, it's too slow for him.
Mm-hmm. Like that, did you get to see the scramble that he did when for that Henry touchdown?
No, I ain't seen none of the scrambles when I came in.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah. When I tell you Lamar, so... He ran.
Wait. Right. He ran back 10 yards. Then I saw that.
Yeah, bro. He like tiptoed and he did like a crazy juke and got to the 1 yard. Bro, oh my God. That was. If he would have scored a touchdown, that's a play of the year. Easy. I don't care about the Jordan catch from Gary Wilson. I don't care about none of that. That would have been play of the year if he scored a touchdown, because the way he evaded every defender like that, dog, he missed. He shook off like maybe four tacklers that would have got him, and just like it's like you said, like the game, like to him, he made the game look so easy. Like it's like he in slow motion, like he just sees stuff at a different speed than everybody else. Like you don't see that, like
because the jump passes just be crazy.
Oh, the one he threw like a layup to Bateman. That one at the end,
Bateman, yeah. Yeah, because even when it was that one, and he had a one to Mark Andrews that was a jump ball too. I'm like, bro, he just be doing shit and it work, and it looks so good.
Pause. Yeah, that baby, when he threw a floater, dog, it wasn't even a pass, it was a floater.
Like, and he followed through on that bitch like crazy.
Hey, the foul.
Yeah, that bitch like he was in love and basketball.
Yeah, bro. Man, like it was a, and then the Bengals went for two. Let's get back to the game real quick. The Bengals went for two at the end, and they didn't get it. Now, well, I bring this up because I'm going to ask you in this one. We just said how we don't think that the Bucks made a bad decision going for two. Do you think the Bengals, the way in which they went for two, do you think they should have? You think they should have ran that play the first time when they had Chase wide on, like he had Chase on that one on one on the left side, and they should have just ran it in without calling the timeout? Or do you think that once they called the timeout, they should have came out and kicked the field goal? Well, extra point, I mean.
Kick the field goal, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, kick the extra point because.
Okay, we on the same page.
It's no point in doing it. Like, I don't know, because I don't know what they was trying to do with that. Like, I'm like, okay, you trying to draw them outside so you get close and run like a quick little run play or a QB sneak or what. I get it, that was the idea. But I'm like, after that, man, just kick the field goal and go to OT.
Yeah, because they wasn't.
Like, I thought they didn't jump outside. You couldn't get them.
I don't think they were trying to get them outside, though, from how they. Because they came out in the exact same play and then ran it. That's my thing. Like, they came out in the exact same play. So I'm like, I didn't understand the thought process, like, behind showing the formation, showing what you were trying to do, and then not running that play that first time, and then calling a timeout, then coming back out in essentially the same set. You just kind of you just line them up weird, and then you motion them to the spots they was in when the play first was on the field, when they was on the field prior to the timeout. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand the thought process behind it, because like I feel like you're going for two at the end of a game and you have no chance of winning. You gotta just have that play ready, run it. If you don't feel right, take that five-yard penalty and kick the extra point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand why use your timeout at that moment. You know, like if you're gonna use that timeout, it should have been used while you were driving down the field. You know, like not for the extra point when you just showed your hand. Because like we just said, there's only so many plays you could run for a 2-point conversion. Like it's your typical, like you got your fade routes, you got your curls, you got your pick plays. Like, you know, it's the same stuff. You got your running back screens. The jailbreak screen. It's only so many different plays you can really do to try to get like a 2-point conversion, like converted. So
got a Derrick Henry over there, nothing like that.
Yeah, like you don't have like that big power back you could just plow like straight down the middle. Pause. You don't have that. Like, you know, it's
did on here was do a little fake hand, play action. Well, not play action, but what it was, RPO.
It was RPO. Exactly what I'm saying. Like, it's only so many things you can really do to score a 2-point conversion. You know, it's only so many things you could do. I just didn't understand. And Burrow not fast like Lamar, so you can't really do like a RPO or a quarterback draw or nothing like that. Like, that's why I'm saying I just don't get the mindset behind the timeout call and then coming back out in a 2-point. I mean, the same formation basically. Like, you came out like a false set, and then you motioned everybody to their right spot to try to catch them off guard, but you ran the same. I don't know. I just didn't understand it. So I feel like should have just went for the extra point and then went to OT. Cause I feel like if the Bengals would have gotten the ball back, they would have won the game easily. Cause I think Jamar and Burrow was just like, because the thing is, the Ravens defense was decimated. It was kind of decimated, dog. That was the thing. Like, it was, that's what it brings up. They lost a lot that game. Like, a lot of people was going out. They lost Hamilton, which is their best DB they have, really. Like, he was out. And once he got out, Jamar started really cooking in. Like, once he got hurt, it was like rap after that. Like, I feel like they would have beat him. I do. I really feel like they would have beat them. And plus, with all the penalties that the Ravens was committed on defense, too, the Ravens defense was getting cooked. Like, I feel like they would have beat them.
I really shoot myself in the foot. Because it was great, like, the first three plays, and then that fourth play, like, everything went to the shitter after that.
Mm-hmm. Because they missed a face mask on Burrow. They missed about two holding calls. And on the last play itself, the 2-point conversion, they missed a holding on defense, a face mask. All kind of, like, three different things they missed. The Ravens literally did almost every penalty a defensive side of the ball could do in one play, to be honest with you. So, I don't know. I feel like they could have went either way, which it did. And it's funny, too, because the Bengals, you look at the stats, the Bengals outplayed them, which is the funny part. Like, They dominated the game, bro. That,
like, they had 421 passing yards to
70 total yards.
Like, bro.
470 total yards.
Like, how you lose with all this?
Well, let's just run it down.
What's up with teams losing with better yards?
This has happened a lot this season. Well, more yards. It's been happening a lot this season, bro. Let's get to this quick one rundown, though. So the Bengals had 27 first downs. The Ravens had 20. The Bengals ran 75 plays to the Ravens 58. Crazy work. The Bengals had 470 total yards to the Ravens 389. They were about even on drives. The Ravens had one more because, you know, end of the game, after the first two-point conversion, they got the extra drive, quote-unquote, but it didn't really – that would count. So they both had 11 drives, to be honest. In the turnovers, they had one fumble, and that was by technically it was two fumbles, really. But the one fumble that got lost was Chase Brown's. That one got lost. And then the Bengals had the ball for 31 minutes and 35 seconds, and to the Ravens 28 minutes and 25 seconds. So yeah. This been happening. This is a trend. You mentioned the casino. This is a trend now where it's like the team that has like the dominant stats for the game, I should say, are losing. Like it's happening very frequently this year. I don't know what's going on with that. It's kind of weird. I really don't know.
You had a quarterback that just have a basic game and don't do much but blows people out.
Jared Goff.
That's the two I've noticed this year.
Jared Goff been the main.
My boy showed up and just got a participation trophy, and he been good.
I just say hike.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. I just say hike. Everyone else does everything else. I'm just here. Like, I'm just here. Yeah, man. It was a good game. That was a classic. A classic game. Ooh, excuse me. It was a classic game. I feel as though that might have ended the Bengals season, though. I don't think they're making the playoffs now. I think they cooked. What you thinking?
Playoff dream is over with. Mm. It's over with. I just, same thing I said to the Cowboys, I just try to get the end of the season, reconvene, check with our pieces. All right, Joe, you good. Jamar, you good. All right, who do y'all think can make this team go to the next level to where we get where we need to be, coach-wise, any type of personnel? Like, what can we do? Because we have too much talent to be doing this.
Because Jamar definitely earned his extension. They better sign him an extension, like, tomorrow. I know they can't, but he needed that extension, like, tonight. Like, after the game, they should have had a contract ready for him. Like, he went insane, dog. Like, that's putting the team on your back. Like, him and Burrow, like. Son had 264 and three touchdowns and 11 catches.
Burrowhead. It's like, everywhere we go. Like, it's still shout out Lamar Jackson. Now that boy did his thing.
Oh, that's MVP. That's MVP.
Well, I haven't won the blackest names of all time.
That's a wild statement, but I respect
Lamar and Jackson.
Well, let's look at the standards real quick to see. Well, the Bengals, I ain't going to lie, bro. I'm looking at the standards right now. The Bengals ain't out of it. They got a solid chance still. They have a solid chance because right now it's Chiefs 8-0, Bills 7-2. They play next week. I said 2 weeks because technically the week, I'm used to the week not starting yet, but they play next week basically. So, well, not basically, they play next week. So that could shake things up a little bit because the Chiefs lose that game. They might lose another game, possibly. Because normally once you lose that, once a team that's hot like that lose that one game, they kind of go on like they lose a second one at some point. It kind of be like kind of quick. They either going, that's going to be their only loss on the season, or they going to lose another game quicker. They be like, fuck it, we ain't got the undefeated season no more, so why try? You know, they get that kind of demoralizing defeat and everything. So we'll see what happens with that, though. I really am feeling like the Bills might beat the Chiefs, though, because they normally beat them in the regular season. It's the playoffs that get cooked. But I think they might beat them. I really do. So we'll talk about that next week, though. That's the next week's topic. We had the Steelers at 3 and 6-2. Texans 6-3 at 4. The Ravens are the fifth seed at 7-3, which is funny. And then we have the Chargers at 5-3. As a 6 seed, and then the Broncos are 5-4. Now, behind them are the Colts, who are 4-5. And then we have the Bengals at 4-6. So the Bengals not out of it yet. They have a hill to climb because right now they're 4-6. The Jets are 3-6, which is funny. Your Jets can still make the playoffs, bro. Believe it or not, that's the funny part. If they like, if they would have like, if they would have happened to run the table, they'll make the playoffs. That's the funniest part about this whole thing. Then the Titans are 2-6. I ain't gonna lie, it's funny because the 2-6
are so weird.
Because the Titans are 2-6 and the Dolphins are 2-6. Particularly, they are still alive. Like, to be honest, a lot of teams are still alive. They go like a crazy. If one of these teams go on a crazy win streak, they like right there in the playoffs, dog.
Just what, three in a row, maybe four, and you pretty much good.
Three or four in a row, and
you get to where you need to be.
Yeah, three or four in a row, you pretty much like right there. You need some help from team losing, though, because the Broncos are going to lose more games. Like, it's going to happen. Broncos are going to lose more.
Oh, of course.
They have the Chiefs twice, I believe. They haven't played the Chiefs yet. Yeah, matter of fact, they played the Chiefs this week. They played the Chiefs. And then they played the Falcons. Chiefs probably an L. Falcons probably going to be an L because Kirk Cousins getting hot right now. The Raiders, that's a division game, so we can go either way. Browns, depending on which Jameis shows up. Colts. Chargers.
Thing, but I wonder how Jameis Winston eye is doing.
He got the surgery, dog. His eyes are fine.
Yeah, shit, I don't know what the hell he be doing to get out on that field. Nigga say, just, fuck it, I think somebody down there.
Yeah, he see. He just believes, dog. He just said,
maximum effort. Throws it.
Gotta believe in Christ, dog. Maximum effort throws it. It's crazy.
If you don't believe in nothing, believe in me. Believe I'm gonna get the ball to you. I'm like, all right, James.
Throw nice three week, picks.
Man. You still suck. 30 for 30.
Picks. Two pick sixes. One game. Fouls up with four touchdowns in the same game. Loses by three. Nasty work.
Fouls by feet. This is all man made. None of it actually matters.
What
matters is the one low one.
Like, yeah, whatever. So, the Broncos come probably to catch some ill, so they might drop down. So, it's not over for the Bengals, but it ain't looking promising for them. They needed this win today. They needed to win this game, to be honest. They needed it. That would have put them at 5-5. That would put them in great position, though, because the Broncos are probably going to slide, but the teams behind them are going to probably slide as well. The only teams I see could be a threat is the Dolphins, the Jets. The Colts gonna slide. I know they are. They gonna slide, and not in a good way. They gonna slide.
They bro, definitely have some decisions to make this offseason too.
You said they have some decisions to make.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like a Rich goes.
Oh, of course. If he about to go into his third season and he don't show not a lick of improvement by like game five. Or game three or four. Like, if he's doing the same shit he was doing that caused him to get pulled, yeah, you got to go ahead and cut your losses with him. Send him to the Cowboys, Biggie or something for him.
Just collecting high draft picked quarterbacks that failed.
Pretty much. That's the way of the NFL now. Like Tom Brady say, you used to go to a program, now you go to a team. Nobody's getting developed correctly 9 days.
He just said the other day. He just said the other day how the problem is, too, is they made the game too easy. He said it used to be the NFL was high, was more difficult. It was more complex. You have to, you have to learn more. Now they dumbed it down so much to make stuff fit people. Can't nobody function in the pros offense for real, the pros. They got to dumb the plays down so much for them. So, hate to see it, bro. Hate to see it. But, it's going to be interesting to see how the AFC plays out. We have the NFC. Let's just go ahead and knock this out, too. We had the NFC. The Lions were 7-1. The Commanders were 7-2. Falcons, 6-3. Cardinals, surprisingly, are 5-4. One of the surprises of the year.
They've been sneaky good.
Mm-hmm. The Vikings, 6-2, are the fifth seed. The Eagles are also 6-2 at the sixth seed. And the Packers are 6-3 at the seventh seed. And after that, it pretty much falls off a cliff, to be honest with you. Because y'all are 4-4. Y'all is in the Bears. The Rams are 4-4. 49ers are 4-4. The Bucks are 4-5. Seahawks 4-5. Cowgirls 3-5. Panthers 2-7. Saints 2-7. Giants 2-7. So it's leaning towards it's gonna be the NFC North have a bunch of teams in the playoffs. And we said a couple weeks ago about how the NFC South might get 2 in. I think because of the injuries with the Bucks, that's not gonna happen anymore. So I think it's gonna be three NFC North teams make the playoffs instead of how we said about the Bucks possibly making it, because they were looking promising, like a dark horse, like competitive. They definitely were, but the injuries to hit them. So I don't know now. I think it might be
middle of the season injury bug, the worst.
Yeah, I think it might end up being like the Packers, the Vikings, and probably the Eagles. The Eagles have gotten hot lately. They've been winning. They're 6-2 now, so they've been holding up. Like I said, we'll see.
Start eating their ass up.
We'll see. We're at week 10 now, so this kind of week where things kind of get, well, yeah, this kind of week where everything kind of starts shaping up. November is like the peak month. Like, that's when you really got to, you know, you see who's still in contention at the end of the month, basically, because at that point,
it's not much that dog in them.
Right. Like, this is where you need to get the wins, because this one, like, a lot, every win matters, because you make up the ground, get the space that you need, like whatever you got to do to win that division or get in the playoffs, it's your time to get it done. So make up them wins, hope some teams make some losses, take some losses, because a lot of teams is in position to make the playoffs, plays here towards the month of November. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in about 3 weeks, how it's going to be looking. I don't think it's going to change much, though, especially the NFC. I think the AFC might have a little shakeup, just because of how close the divisions are with some of the teams. But other than that, I don't see the Lions giving up that division. They're going to win that one. The NFC West will be interesting, just because every team is basically 500 at this point. They're all like 4-4, 4-5. So that's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. The 49ers get CMC back this week. So we're going to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see. Also, this week was the trade deadline. We had a trade deadline this week. We had it wasn't no crazy trade deadline, not crazy as it has been in some previous years. It was better than last year's for sure, but it wasn't anything too crazy. We had the Jets trade Mike Williams to the Steelers. We had the Texans trade Khalil Davis to the 49ers. We had the Packers trade Preston Smith to the Steelers. Rams traded Tre'Davious White to the Ravens. The Saints traded Marshawn Lattimore, which for me is the biggest move out of the whole trade deadline, to the Commanders. We had the Panthers trade.
Big move right there.
The best move of the
Deontay Johnson.
The best move. Nah. The Panthers traded the Cowboys Jonathan Mingo, the GOAT. The Johnson trade was done. On the 30th. That was last week. Yeah. That wasn't a deadline move. The deadline
barely got used.
I mean, to be honest, bro, you didn't see the game all the way. But what happened was he was in the game, dog, but like he slipped on a wide open like play for a first down. They would have been like 40 yards. He just slipped. And after that, it was like, get your ass on the sideline. And he didn't do nothing else after the rest of the game. They went to Bateman after that. It was Bateman, Andrews, and I can't remember his name. I just was talking about him. Wallace. That was the three. Like, that's what happened. Because he was in the game, bro, but he slipped. Like, he had a wide open catch that he could have made, and then he slipped. And as he slipped, there was like, you know what? We're going to try you again later. And then that was it. And Zay Flowers again locked up the whole game. You said?
Hey, that's all right, because Rashad Bateman came through.
Finally. Fuck.
Hey, he did this thing, though. He did what he had to do to get the dub, man.
You're right. You know, son, he played at night. Son was in his eyes this time. The Browns traded Zadarius Smith to the Lions, so that was big for them. They needed that to fill that Hutchinson void, which is crazy, bro. You know Hutchinson is still leading the league in pressures, and he ain't played in like a month almost now.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, bro. Like he was on the way to like a legendary season for real, bro. Like that's insane when you look at it. Cause like I believe they say he still lead the leagues in like pressures. Like that's wild. And he ain't played in like 2-3 weeks at this point. Insane. And then the Bears traded Khalil Herbert to the Bengals. And we see what that got them today. So yeah.
This is the one that's gonna save us. You're nah, right. Man, this trade is going to switch the franchise up. It's going to change everything around.
Yeah, it's going to save the franchise, all right.
Yeah, let me get Khalil Herbert. Yeah, all right. Third stringer.
Chill out, bro. He was a great contributor for y'all years past. Chill out. So, yeah, because you know, I'm
going to let you take over. Khalil Herbert. Juice, my dog.
I'm going to let you take over with the trades. I'm going to let you discuss the trade. What you think trades really stand out to you out the ones that happen on trade deadline? Like, what teams you think really move the needle and whatnot? The floor is yours, sir.
Of course, I'm going to have to go to Washington with the Marshawn trade. Great pickup. Great defender. Just got to, you know, hopefully when the playoffs come, he don't bring that Saints aura over to him and a crazy weird play happen that caused them to lose. What was another good trade that happened, man? I ain't keep up with it too good. Deontay Johnson, of course, that was, I don't know how much he's going to contribute to the Ravens offense. I don't think it's nothing really there. Cool trade, cool pickup, nice depth piece. Of course, D-Hop to the Chiefs, that happened before the trade deadline.
That was last.
That was probably week. The best. Yeah, last week. I still say that's probably the best trade that happened. Because you gave Pat Mahomes a weapon now. And it's showing D-Hop was nowhere near washed. He still got it. Still has it. And he has a lot of left in the tank. This isn't a trade, but shout out Bryce Young for eviscerating everything that the Saints thought they had going on. Let's see what other trade we have.
He has the Browns traded Za'Darius Smith to the Lions.
That one threw me off, but that was a great trade, too. Because with what's his name being out this year, that's a great pickup, great little save to help get him through the rest of the year, which I feel, I mean, Lions-Ravens Super Bowl is what I'm thinking right now. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, that was my prediction.
Because that one threw me off. I didn't think he was on the clock like that. And then what was the guy that got traded to Pittsburgh? Oh, from the Packers. That was
Preston Smith?
Yeah, because he was like, he just requested a trade, and they said, okay, cool. I just want to know what happened with that, why he didn't want to be in Green Bay anymore. I don't know, but that was one of the ones, like, and nice depth piece.
Do you think the Mike Williams Justice Steelers trade is going to make a difference with their offense? Because the Steelers was looking for a receiver. So you think it's going to make a difference with
them? Once again, nice depth piece. I don't see Mike Williams being 1, 2, or 3. He'll get a couple catches a game. That's really it. I'd be shocked if he get a catch in the next 2 weeks more than 3 catches in the first 3 games. I'd be shocked.
Fair enough. And I think that's all the big ones they had. They had Texans traded Khalil Davis to the 49ers. Crazy. The Panthers traded John.
It wasn't a lot of flag. Like, Marshawn.
That was the biggest one.
Oh, yeah. The greatest trade of all time. Man, Dallas might turn around and make the Super Bowl. You throw Cooper Rush with Mingo. Oh my God! Let's talk about a power combo.
It's the fact that Jerry Jones set up there live. It's the fact that Jerry Jones set up there.
No, he could have got D-Hop.
We've been looking at Jonathan Mingo. You're right; they could have got D-Hop because they gave more for Mingo than they gave up more for Mingo than they got back from Amari Cooper back in the day. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, Jerry Jones
was worried about.
Man, Jerry Jones sat there with a straight-ass face and lied and said. Jerry Jones sat there, you're right, he got Mingo on his name, too. It's close to Mandingo, you're right.
Mingo Warrior. Oh, he's a Mingo Warrior.
You're right. He said it's close enough.
What tribe are you from, son?
It's close enough. I know it's about Mingo, nine. You probably said I know it's about nine. I can't believe you really said
that. You see that boy over there, Jonathan Mingo? He's 10.2. He's got to be on my team. One day, I don't care. I give up whatever for him. A fourth, that's nothing. Give him here. Give him here. Jared be going the same.
Something's wrong with Jared Jones. That man really said he'd be looking at him since college days. Sure, buddy. Sure. So
nah, it's high school. Like, why?
Yeah, bro. Like, what y'all got going on? Like, that name intrigued them. That was their last name intrigued them. They freak ass.
Remind me of a boy I had in the 70s.
A boy I had in the 70s. It's crazy work. But yeah, like, it wasn't really no big splashes, hey,
man,
though.
Jerry Jones, an old ass white man.
Chill out, man. It wasn't that splash.
Marshawn Lattimore was the biggest one.
Tre'Davious White, man. Don't sleep on that day.
Yeah, type shit. Let me see how excited you get about that shit.
Stop playing. All right. Yeah, like the trade deadline was really lackluster. They only had one blockbuster, really, and that was the Lattimore, which I think is great for the Commanders. They needed some cornerback help, some help in that secondary in general. So I think that fixes that up quite a bit. If Lattimore is healthy, he's still a top five corner in the league in my books. Like, when he's a shutdown corner still. He's still got some years left. Yeah, we're going to see. We had some head coach firings as well. We had Dennis Allen finally got let go by the Saints. He's out there.
That was just a long time coming right there.
He should never got hired to begin with, and I would stand by that statement.
But they felt since he had been there. Excuse me. I apologize. They figured since he had been there and he pretty much know how things work, it'll be an easier transition than hiring somebody new and trying to switch everything up.
And I keep telling niggas all the time, it does not matter if the coach was there when the old head coach was there. The coach is going to follow his philosophy and his system. Their brains do not work the same. It don't matter what Sean Payton did when he was there. None of that matters now, because you know why? Sean Payton is in Denver. So what Dennis Allen wants to do is what Dennis Allen going to want to do. He does not care what Sean Payton did prior to him. This is his team, his way of running things. He's going to do what he want to do. It happens all the time. I don't know why people still think, oh, he was under here. I'm like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It's not matter. Like, it just don't. Mm-hmm. You all right?
I'm just thinking.
Oh. I say it just doesn't matter, bro. Like, it really don't. Like, that kind of stuff just doesn't affect anything. There's another head coach firing, too. I'm just drawing a blank. Why am I drawing a blank right now with it? And I don't see him in my notes. Dang.
Getting fired like eight games in is hilarious to me.
I feel like it's just like a fuck you.
The offensive coordinator of the Raiders?
Luke Getsy. Your boy got fired.
Yeah, like everybody blamed, oh man, Justin Fields did. I'm like, bro, Justin wasn't the problem. We had Luke Getsy as the offensive coordinator. He is horrible. He will never have another play calling job in a league ever again. You got fired 8 games into the season because you were that horrific.
It's 4th and 2, Luke. What
you
we
need
gonna
to
do?
Go home.
Tight end screen.
Shit, fuck it. Back with screen pass.
Tight end screen. Do it.
Nah. Oh,
fuck it.
Full back screen, nigga. With no extra blockers. All right, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get him with this one. We're going to throw it to the other side. They're going to expect this. I'm going to throw it to the short side, though.
Why would you do that? Time out. Trust me. The game where y'all ran a tight end screen 3 plays in a row and just kept flipping it.
That one on – dog, we had so many games where they're just – oh, DJ Moore, go on the left side. DJ Moore, go on the right side. And they'll just throw the screen back and forth. I'm like, man, I'm turning this shit off. I don't even want to watch it.
I'm sorry, bro. I just thought about it. That shit was funny. Nigga really just flipped the same
play. I don't know what it is about us and offensive coordinators, but I don't know.
It's nigga just, ran no hood all mad and
that's all I know.
All pro and just said, flip the play, guys.
Flip play. Perfect.
Oh,
man, this should work. God damn it didn't work. Why is it not working? Y'all not executing right. Nah, bitch. Your brain not executing properly.
Hilarious.
Fucking Luke Getsy.
Who you think is going to be the next coach for the Saints?
Man, I don't know, bro. You know, we kind of talked about it. I'm like, I don't think they should go with a defensive head coach. You know, you just said that. I say go with the offensive one. But if you can't get that offensive coach first, then, you know, second option, of course, your Brian Flores is of the world. I say give Saleh a chance again. He wasn't a bad coach. He was just had to be a coach for the Jets. You're going to need somebody tough as nails because you got to deal with the bullshit in New Orleans, too.
And them players are divas now, bro. It's a lot of divas in there.
Yeah. Whole lot of complaining and crying and
that's everywhere,
entitlement.
Though, bro. That's everywhere, though, bro. Like, players nowadays is like some prima donnas, dog. Like, they, it's harder to coach them now. You know, you can't do that hard ass coaching like back in the day. You got to be like their friend and shit and like be cool. Like, it's weird now. It's
strange. Yeah, I mean, and niggas making so much money, it's hard to coach that, too. It's like,
yeah, like,
I'm way richer than me, nigga. I'm gonna tell you.
60 mil. Shut the hell up. Leave me alone.
Well, I got 15 mil over the next 4 years. That's something. Like, nah, no, coach you. Is nothing. Leave me alone.
Run these suicides. No, coach, you run them.
My toilet paper costs more than you.
You see this chain I'm wearing on my neck pregame? Huh. You broke, bitch.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Actually, bitch, I'm not worried about no Hyundai driving ass coach.
I ain't gonna lie, that's fucked up. A Hyundai driving ass coach is insane. I'll slap. I had the box with my friend.
We made back over here.
We had the box, dog. If he told me that,
bitch, you ain't playing for the rest of the year. Nah, oh, you a healthy scratch every week. I'm about to fuck your brain up.
Nah, facts. You fucked at that point. I think they should go for Ben Johnson. Like, I don't think they'll be able to get him. I think they should go for Ben Johnson. I don't think he's gonna want to go there. They say he's gonna be very. They say he's gonna be very. I'm sorry. They said that Ben Johnson's gonna be very selective of where he picks to be a head coach. And I don't think New Orleans is the move just because of that situation. Not the best right now. That's not a hot, hot job right now. Because no, go ahead.
He just needs to go to a team where he can implement his offense and, you know, put his genius to New Orleans. That has to be a thing that has to be completely revamped. I mean, could it be good because you get to pick who you want to be on the team? Like, you could pick new players and everything pretty much and just cut your losses with the old ones. That could be a good thing, but I don't think he would want to go through all that, especially as a first-time head coach.
Right, exactly. Like, same with the Jets. The Jets have an opening, too, and that's not a hot job for me because of Aaron Rodgers being there. I would not want to coach while Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback there. I just would not, like, I just wouldn't want to deal with that.
He causes issues. He's a prima donna. And I couldn't wear Aaron Rodgers.
Same. It's like both, neither one is like I think the Saints are, well, it's hard to say, bro. I think the Jets are better opportunities to coach than the Saints right now because the Saints are in full rebuild. They need to be in full rebuild mode at this point, to be honest with you. I feel like it's that time. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, like that one move away, that's out the window. That window is shut. Yeah, that window is shut. I'm sorry. Like once Breeze left, one move away from a Super Bowl, that's no longer the case. You need to redo a couple of things. Like you just get I don't know what's going to happen with Olave because of his concussion history. And he was concussed the last game and was motionless on the field. Like, I don't know how long he's going to last. I don't know if he's going to sign. If he's going to want to go back. He's going to want to get out of New Orleans soon. You got Kamara locked up on contract. So, that's something. The defense, you got rid of your top corner at this point. You got rid of your top corner. Cam Jordan and the other guys, they're getting up there in age. You got a lot of injury riddle players. Injury riddled players at this point. So it's kind of like just blow it up all the way. I know they wasn't in fire sale mode, which I felt like they should have been. But you know, they weren't at the time. I feel like they should have went more aggressive in the trade deadline, just racked up some picks, try to get a little younger. They should have traded maybe like two more pieces, got them out the way. And then, you know, I get Cam Jordan not getting traded because you want to do right by him because he's been a Saint. He's a full lifer. He's like a fan favorite at this point.
Oh, yeah, he got to retire.
Yeah, he got to retire Saint. You know, so I get not moving Cam. But I just feel they should have just moved some stuff around because they at that point now. Like, you got to rebuild at some point. And then plus they salary cap, they're salary cap hell. They can't keep moving them signing bonuses, like I said a couple weeks ago. They can't keep doing all that re-signing and restructuring. It catches up to you. So at this point, it is what it is. And then you got Derek Carr on that stupid contract. He ain't the answer either. So the Saints is going to be what they're going to be for the time being, y'all. I'm just sorry to say, like, you know, every team goes through it at some point. It just happens. But yeah, we're going to see, though. I'm curious to see how the head coaches thing go. We're going to revisit that topic a little later on. And pretty soon we're going to have to start talking about draft picks too, bro, because it's getting close to the end. We can see who more likely to get that number one pick now. We're getting closer to the end of the season. We at week 10 now. This is week 10. That's a
fun conversation. Yeah,
I'm saying we're going to get to that. So yeah, I know, bro. It seemed like the season just started, but we at week 10, bro. So, yeah, we're going to start talking about the draft position soon, about who we think going, where, you know, who going to pick what, what's the position of need or the best player you can get at that pick. You know, we got to start talking about that soon. That's be in the coming weeks, though. We're running a little long today because there's so much going on with this. That game was amazing. Last week was – it wasn't a great week, but it was interesting to say the least, though. So, we had that going on. So, you know, we've been having a lot to discuss on this episode. So, let's finish this off with our normal rundown of the games for the fight for this week. Casino, let's go ahead and do the predictions. You ready?
Let's go.
All right, we can't do Bengals and Ravens because we just saw that game. You know, the Ravens won by 135-34 against the Bengals. You know, classic game, instant classic. So, the Sunday slate, we have the Giants and the Panthers. Who you got?
Giants. That defense still good. They going to wash the Panthers.
I say Giants as well due to the defense. And I feel like Neighbors has a great game. He might shit on Jason Horn. I feel like it's going to happen. So, yeah. I feel like. And then it's not a foreign game. I'm sorry. It's an international game, too. It's in Munich. Or Munich?
It's in, you know, Germany.
Yeah, it's an 8:30 game. So, Munich? You don't have to wake up early to watch that, fellas. You ain't got to wake up early for the, you know, for the overseas game. Yeah. Like the international game. You don't have to be up early for that one. If anybody's waking up at 8:30 in the morning to watch the Giants and Panthers play football on a Sunday morning,
you better be from there.
You got to be a diehard fan from New York, or you have to be from Carolina. So, yeah. We have the We Just Be Talking Bowl of the Patriots and the Bears. So, yeah. Who you got?
Patriots. Bills ass by 30. Patriots by 30.
I got Bears by 20.
That's crazy. Going to the pessimistic route. I like it.
That's crazy. But I told you I don't want us to win another game, gang. I told you this. I really don't. I hope y'all whoop our ass. Yeah, I really do.
Nope. Y'all got that game. I hope y'all do phenomenal.
That's all y'all. That's all the Bears. Bear up. we have the Bills and the Colts. Who you got?
I'm gonna take the Bills. Josh Allen gonna have a decent game.
I say Bills. James Cook product. I'm sorry.
I'm about to say Joe Flacco just maybe AJ is catching up to him a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I say Bills. James Cook going to probably go for like 60 yards, 2 touchdowns. Because I think Coleman is out, I believe. I think Cooper's playing, but Coleman's out this week. So, yeah. I think it's going to be just a run down in the game. Josh Allen might have a touchdown or two on the ground. Nothing too crazy passing-wise. Flacco, he might put up yards, but he won't score no touchdowns because it's a lot of checkdowns and no deep plays, no deep throws down the field. So, we'll see. I don't think the Colts are going to do much, though. I think the A-Rich benching, like I said, you a project, you can't start a project at the last minute and you can get an A on it all the time. It's not how it's going to work. Sometimes you got to take your time and, like, you know, work through it. So, I feel like A. Rich, yes, he got mature. He got to grow up in some aspects, but like the whole I'm tired of taking me out stuff all day. I get it, but I feel like they got to just play him at this point. Like, you commit at this point. He only played, what, 8 games? You got to commit at some point. Just let him play. Y'all ready to say your project, so let's let him play. At least you get a touchdown out of they each go 8 for 20. We got a touchdown. Flacco going 16 for 20 with 70 yards and no touchdowns. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is. Broncos and Kansas City.
I don't know. That's a – who you going with? I might have to base my decision off you.
I say the Broncos upset the Chiefs. They get their first L this week.
Man, I don't know. That defense was kind of last week. That's why I'm like, I'm going to take the Chiefs. I'm going to keep the Chiefs train rolling.
I respect it. I respect it. Always why I say, cause I think Sertan, I don't think Sertan's hurt currently. I didn't look at the injury report on the Broncos. But I think if Sertan is playing, I think he's going to keep Hopkins in check. And I think the Broncos defense has enough. The problem will be, can Bo Nix deliver? That's the issue. Because the Chiefs defense, Chris Jones is going to have a field day on Bo Nix if they don't. Yeah, it might be a field day on him. So
and that's the only reason I can't go with the Broncos. I'm like, they defense raw.
Yeah, like I can see the Broncos losing this by like 30. But I'm going to say the Broncos because I'm a Chiefs hater. I'm going to admit it. I am. I want them to lose. I don't want them to go undefeated for my own agenda. We have the Falcons and the Saints. Yeah, you know, bro, that's all I got, bro. I can't keep having Mahomes try to catch up to Brady in the ways he's doing it, bro. Like, I can't. Like, he can't 3-peat and go undefeated. He just can't. Like, I can't have that happen. Like, I can't. So, yeah, fuck the Chiefs. So, we got the Falcons and the Saints. I'm going to say the Saints win.
The Saints going to lose. I'm just going to fuck out of here.
I'm dead ass picking the Saints, though, but go ahead.
I'm not going with the Saints. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
I'm only saying the Saints because I believe they're going to have that. They traded our dogs away. Let's go ahead and get a dub. And they're going to just pull out a win out of nowhere. Like a musty win, too. Like, I'm talking like a 17-14 win or a 9-6 game. Something real musty. It's going to be real dirty.
Trying to get one of the unique scores.
Score got me. But I ain't going to lie. Mm-hmm. I'm saying New Orleans, though, but in my heart of hearts, the Falcons will probably blow them out the water. But it's a rivalry game, and they just, you know, had all that happen. So I think the Saints going to win it. But if the Falcons put built the ass, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
That's how it's supposed to go.
Exactly. But you never know, bro. That team had that shake up and they win the next game magically. It's always happens. We have the 49ers and the Bucks.
I'm going to take the Bucks on that one. I think Baker going to have a great game and then knock off them.
I'm taking Bucks as well. I think CMC coming back is cool. But I don't know why I feel like Baker's going to win. That secondary for the 49ers is suspect as hell. So I feel like they're going to get cooked. Even with the receivers like lacking on the Bucks, they're going to get cooked. So, yeah, I got Bucks. We're picking a lot of upsets this week, too, by the way. We got a lot of upsets we're picking. This is insane. Steelers and Commanders.
Steelers win.
I'm going to say Steelers as well. But guess what, bro? The Commanders are favored by 2.5 points. Crazy word.
I'm not surprised, but I still say Steelers.
Crazy word.
Like, I'm not surprised.
It's at home for the Commanders, so it makes sense. It makes sense.
But shout out Steelers. They got that.
Yeah, I think Russ going to pull it out. I think Matt Wallace going to go for 80 yards and a touchdown just on some fuck the Jets. Y'all ain't using me right. Nasty work.
That'd be funny.
It would be, but I think it's going to happen. We had the Vikings and the Jaguars.
Vikings. Defense going to win them that game.
Vikings, even though Travis is back. I think Trevor Lawrence is back too, but I still say Vikings because of the defense. Damn, these some ass games this week. I'm getting sad looking at this. I don't want to watch these games. I ain't going to lie.
I'm probably not going to watch nothing for real.
Me either. Like, I'm going to have. I mean, we have to because we got to do the podcast, but I really don't want to watch none of these games. I really don't.
I catch a couple highlights.
Man, we might have to phone next episode in, dog, because I don't want to watch none of these games. We have the Titans and the Chargers.
Chargers.
Eagles and Cowboys. We ain't got to even talk about it.
Eagles.
We have the the Jets and the Cardinals. Jets. I'm going to say Jets.
Yeah, that's a Jet one. That's a Jet. Jet life.
The Lions and the Texans.
The Lions.
Lions. And then we ended off with the Monday night matchup, the Dolphins and the Rams.
Yeah, same one. I might have to follow suit wherever you go with. What you going with?
Give me the Rams.
I flow there as long as Puka don't decide to turn into a boxer again.
I mean, even if he do, I think that Kyron gonna have a great game against the Dolphins. I think Kyron gonna go crazy. So
that's true.
I don't know. And the Rams got a slightly better defense than the Dolphins, in my opinion. So I think they're gonna be straight. Tre'Davious White wasn't even playing for them, so that's not a huge shakeup that he's not there anymore. He wasn't even really playing for them. They had benched him a while ago. So
yeah.
And then we have the Browns, the Packers, the Raiders, and the Seahawks on a bye this week. So there you have it, folks. That's this week 10 slate that I ain't gonna lie, it peaked today. Every other game I was reading as I started going down the list, game. It got worse and worse.
Man, just hope that their approval is wrong.
Yeah, somebody gonna have a crazy game. It's gonna be. Watch that Broncos and Chiefs game be the one that be like, wow, Bo Nix coming alive, guys. Watch that be the game. Just watch. Just watch, bro. On some weird shit. But yeah, that's the week. This week games. Dang, bro. I'm kind of sad. Because week 11 is so stacked, bro. Like, week 11 is cinema compared to this week. Like, dog, that's week 11. We got
storm. That's all it is, then.
Yeah, like, this is the pool week, dog. Because week 11, we got cinema, dog. We got the Thursday game, the Commanders and the Eagles. It's the Packers and Bears. We got. I'm trying to find the other one. My eyes hurt. We got Jameis playing in New Orleans. We got the Steelers and the Ravens playing each other. The Falcons and the Broncos will be a good one. Seattle and San Fran always is a good one. We got the Kansas City and the Bills game. It's some stuff next week, dog. Like, next week going to be some good games. So, we're going to see. We got to get past this trash week, though, first. Got to get past it. I don't care about the Bengals and the fucking Chargers. That game needs to get flexed out. But, yeah, that's about everything we have to cover today. Is that casino? Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Everything. I got most everything off my chest.
Okay. Same here. Yeah, I don't really have much else to add. We haven't abandoned basketball. It's just like we said, football is kind of priority right now because it's almost halfway done. So we'll talk about basketball more like when football's done. We got to cover football as it's happening. Basketball is a year-round sport at this point, so we'll be fine. We'll talk about it, I promise. Like, we're going to talk about the Lakers. Hopefully, by the time we start talking about basketball for real, the Lakers season is, like, crazy to where they, like, 500 and JJ, like, crashing out and he'd have punched on a reporter or something crazy. So, yeah, that'd be funny. We're going to see what happens. So, with that being said, we're going to bid you all adieu. We'll be back next week. We're more excited and in-depth NFL analysis. I'm just kidding. We don't do all that here. We just chop it up and talk sports. That's all we do around here. So, appreciate everyone listening. Make sure to take care of yourselves and each other. And we will see you all next time. Peace out.
I'll be cool.